Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Just before the show started, Chemda asked Xerxes, hey, anything special about today in regards to us?
And then as that's coming out of my face, I'm like, who would ask their partner that? That's such a trap. It's just automatically a trap. But I kind of knew he knew. But of course, both men got silent. You got silent. He got silent.
It could be the day you guys met.
I know. It could be like our first kiss, our first whatever. Keith is looking at his calendar to see if he can help Xerxes somehow. I saw you doing that.
I'm like, it's Bastille Day in Italy. I have one of those calendars that tell you everything. Corpus Christi in Denmark. Nope, it's her period.
It's my period. And all day, I'm just like, don't respond to anything. Because, you know, your partner, your friends, your family, they're trying to be nice. Very normal shit is happening. And you're like, everyone stop whatever you're doing. I hate it all.
Do you want, maybe subconsciously, Xerxes to be mad at you so you can be in a place of like, this whole day is shitty?
No, because I could really ruin things. I have to not respond. I could really just like be just mean and cold for no reason. You know, like I complained about something like, oh, this person's not answering my email. That's weird. And he's like, oh, you know what you should do? And I'm like, you know what? I'm not looking for anything that I can do. Okay.
Which is so weird because what do we say? Sounds good. You mean bad?
I just want to complain for a minute. Right. But I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I didn't say it exactly like that, but I'm just like, that's fine. Okay, that's okay. I'm not going to do that. I just want to complain for a minute.
But he figured it out because he has to tell you, hey, why don't you check your calendar and you see what day today is, right? Did this happen the other day?
There's always hints. I'm just like, oh, I feel tired or agitated or too hungry no matter how much I eat. And he's like, checked your calendar recently? And I'm like, you cannot be right. It cannot be time again. It hasn't been fucking 4 weeks, and there it is. I was supposed to get it that day.
You get, sushi cravings every 28 days.
Isn't that weird?
That's funny. And now he...
I didn't even know that. I just go, like, one day, I'm craving sushi for some reason. He goes, and Xerxes goes, really? Okay. And I'm like, what is that? He's never, like, sarcastic like that in a snarky way, like you're an idiot rolling eyes way. He doesn't really do that. So I'm like, what am I supposed to know right now? He goes, check your calendar. And I'm like, this can't be real.
And then he doesn't eat fish. So he gets burgers, right? Like shitty Burger King burgers.
Yeah. Burger King. Like we both get our treat of So the other day he's like, why don't you check your calendar? Cause I got an alert from Burger King that there's a sweet deal today.
They know. That's a tracker. The Burger King knows, hey, you like burgers right about now, buddy. Oh, thanks for asking. Here's a tip.
I've been tracking my period to try to prove Xerxes wrong. And he is right on every time. Yeah. Not just it's supposed to drop today. It's a week before it, based on like my level of agitation. I swear I'm trying not to show it. Like imagine somebody stabbing you for at least 3 days every month and you're just like, no, I'm just gonna respond to everybody like everything's normal.
When you're on your period, and this goes
this
out
is
to
before
the
my period, by the way.
Sure, the bad part. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I've been around this world. Do you, if there is a big, I don't know what it would be, some big important conversation you have to have about something, will you wait? Like, will you not? Like, it's almost like I can't give big information on April Fool's Day. You gotta wait. My girlfriend can't tell me she's pregnant on April Fool's Day. Just a fact. Do you put off a big conversation because you might not be taken seriously?
Maybe. No, not really, but I'll put off every conversation. If I feel like this, I probably shouldn't be talking about anything that matters anything to me, or I probably shouldn't talk about things that don't matter because all of a sudden they will matter and it'll just like I'll find irritation about a small thing and now like I'm arguing with somebody about something small. So I just like step back the whole way. But just like April Fools, I forget that morning somebody would be like, people warn me all the time because I can't deal with April Fool's Day. So people will be like, don't forget it's April Fool's Day today. Like, don't be, you know, don't fall for anything. And as soon as that's done, somebody says something and I'm just listening like a normal human being and I'll fall for it again. Right. So I kind of just forget. But if I feel like this, like what I'm feeling today, I'm just trying not to interact with anybody.
Oh, and with that said, we have some listener emails.
I also, you know, for a long time, I didn't mention my period on the show because it was such a point of dismissal for this reproductive system. Like I also asked
Chemda in the beginning of our show 17 years ago. I said, can you not say you have periods? I want the audience needs to think you're a unicorn, that they all the guys need to want to be around you all the time. It's part of our brand. But next thing you know, here we are.
Well, it's not like people are gentle on you because of it. It's like, oh, you're going to be a cunt. And it's like, well, I am if you're just going to say hi like that.
Right.
You know?
Sounds like I was really right, fair. Doesn't it? Cunt. But
exactly. Exactly. Like, wait. Just right. feel for me a little bit.
We were talking the other day about Melanie, who wrote in saying she's been listening for 10 years. She's 29 years old. She's been dating somebody for over a year. She's been getting a vibe. She wasn't specific, but she was getting a vibe that her boyfriend, something's up. He's probably cheating. Something's up. I'm just feeling it. Maybe they're not fucking. Maybe he's being shady, coming home from work late. I'm not sure. But it seems like that's 50% of it. And the other 50, just guessing, and the other 50% is that they were watching him. I think that I took it like they were watching TV. And he got a call from a Carol and he just, you know, didn't accept it and put the phone face down. And she's like, what's that? Is that a problem? Should I check his phone? This kind of thing. She wrote back. She had a full day and a half to think about it. Hi again. It's me, Melanie.
By the way, follow-ups are the greatest.
Yeah, I love follow-ups.
Wrote us a letter. Yeah. It could be 10 years later. Send us a follow-up. Yes. I promise you, we all love follow-ups.
I can put it all together. Don't worry. It's me, Melanie. I heard the episode where you read my email. Wow. It felt oddly satisfying. Thank you for advice and for the audience's response as well. I thought I would update you on the matter. I was considering taking Keith's advice and catfishing him.
Maybe.
But at the end of the day, it was too elaborate and I was too emotional to figure out the logistics of that. I think it's a great idea. You go into his phone and then you change the phone number of Carol to either your phone number or another phone number that you have access to. And then you see if he goes. I said, see if he goes, hey, miss you much. And wonder, does he ever miss you much? Does he ever miss things much?
And I totally get that. But now you're being a whole different person.
Sure. You got to stoop to their level. You got to see what they're up to.
And I get that. Like, I'm not, you know, saying don't stoop to their level, but I am saying if that's not, I guess I am saying that don't stoop to their level because then you have become that person.
And
but,
I said, if
hey,
you're wrong,
go for it if you want. I don't know.
If you're wrong, you have to kill yourself or, or you know, you have to just dote on him forever. You owe him now because deep down, you can keep it a secret too. Don't even tell him. Just know you're a piece of shit. Anyway.
Now imagine if the cops work that way. They're like, oh, shit, we searched your house, and it turns out we were completely wrong. I don't know. We got this warrant, so we had enough evidence, but we were wrong. Imagine if the police had to dote on you and be like, fuck, this is so my bad. Lunch?
Yeah, you get
like a good lunch.
If they checked your computer for child porn.
Right.
And you didn't have any, you get ridden to the office.
But I wonder, they might, like, people might sue them. You know, you trashed my house while looking, that kind of thing. And if you didn't find anything.
Well, she says, sorry if that's disappointing, Keith.
Is it?
Me not catfishing. I get it. I get people don't have the time. Like, she writes, looks like it takes skill to do that. And I can't wait to read the Dad Emails book. This is the thing. I understand. God gave us different gifts. She's not telling me about the beauty of snowboarding, Keith. You should get into it. No, God gave her that gift. I ended up not having to ask him for his password because I saw him type it in. That's funny. And I'd be like, that's not my birthday. Just saying.
You ever notice that? I notice in public that I can catch people's thing all the time. Like their password. I also can catch when they're at the, when they're paying for something. And if they're doing it with a code, that code is like right there. Like,
because you're a weirdo to hide the code also. You're kind of weird. It's George Costanza not giving the ATM number, not letting his girlfriend see the code. Well, she's not going to steal his money. It's just, but could this just be my code? Turn your head.
Yeah, I know. It's society rules, right? Like, you just expect people to just behave.
Yeah. I ended up not having to ask for the password because I saw him type it in. That night, I snuck his phone to the bedroom while he was sleeping and looked up the name Carol right away. No dice. Was I making this up?
Was it Carl? Oh.
Right. Nope. He deleted the contact info. I didn't even have to scroll. There was a conversation without contact info, and the preview showed the words, I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
That's not a lot of interpretation room, is there?
Right. So let's see. Let's play devil's advocate and kill yourself. I mean, come on. When I clicked on the message, nothing else showed. He obviously had been deleting his text with her, but she texted this one after he went to bed, so he didn't get a chance to cover his tracks.
Oh,
so she wrote that.
So the first text wasn't. So the first text from this other person wasn't, I miss you.
It was, I could still feel you. That's what the other person wrote. I could still feel your dick inside me, obviously.
That's worse.
I was devastated. I thought of throwing his phone in the garage and not telling him and watch him look for it the next day. Or throwing it across the room, stepping on it, destroying it, anything. Instead, I gathered his clothing, tossed it out my front door.
Hold on.
Yeah, they live separately for the record.
Yeah, those options to destroy the phone. Does that sound like a good idea to you, person who has catfished, who's like...
You're not having fun.
Oh, really? That's not fun? Like, to smash it? That's not a good idea? Like, now he's uncomfortable.
Do you want me to help? I would say,
Carol can't get in touch.
Hide the phone and ask him if he wants help to find it. I bet you he doesn't want help to find it. I found it. See how fast he's shitting his pants running over to you.
Interesting. There's always an extra layer.
Thank you. Again, God's gift. Instead, I gathered his clothes, tossed it out my front door, woke him up, telling him I had to show him something. I walked him to the door and then closed and locked the door behind him after saying, tell Carol I said hello. There you go. Nice.
And I don't want to ruin this, but it's like, okay, there was no name on it, which I get. But the best case scenario now is that is Carol. Because a worser case than that
it's a different Carol.
There's Cindy and Mindy and right. Mandy, and I can't think of good names, but...
You ever, though, maybe it's COVID, right, folks? And people don't hug much, and they hug at work, and you can still feel that hug. Like, I just want to say,
Ew.
These are the delusions I hear people say when they're stories, no, right?
No, then consider that you're on your period and spend the day not responding to things.
It went by so fast, I only got a chance to see his jaw drop as I closed the door.
Oh, that sounds
funny. It's funny when you see their eyes change because they can't think of something, even though they planned something just in case. He started knocking, asking me to come in. I said, it's late, it was 4 a.m., and he's waking up the neighbors, so if he knocks one more time, I'm calling the police. Oof. I'm so upset about this. Really? Because I'd be doing the Baryshnikov.
No. I'd be dumping my pants.
I understand. I'm so about, but when it's so clear, it makes it easier, I guess.
Oh,
but
sure. Of course. Absolutely. Yes, that makes it easier, but it's like coupled with.
Sure, it's been a year again. Yeah. I'm so upset about this. I knew it. I'm glad I checked. Though I am so sad about this, I'm glad I know and can move on from him. As for his phone, I tossed it out with his clothes, but first... I subscribed him to Keith and the Girl on several platforms. I've told him about the show, and it should have been a red flag that he didn't bother listening.
Yeah.
Thanks again for reading my email. If he's listening, hey, Justin, if Carol likes the way you eat pussy, hold on to her. You are the worst. Have a great life. Poor Justin. He's like, come on, you know I'm not the... Am I, though? Am I the worst? Are you just being petty? Was I the worst? Well, Justin, looking back... Did she go, that's good for now? Or did she come 18 times like a woman can? So you could be the worst. Anyway, congrats.
Wow. Welcome new listener, Justin.
Another download. Zing.
Thanks for subscribing. Justin, can you do us a favor? Can you subscribe Carol also? I mean, not everyone should lose in this situation, right? Let's just get it right this time, Justin.
So here's a goofy question. Is Melanie more happy if him and Carol make it work, or if Carol was just a one night, you know, just an ongoing thing, I mean, but not the love?
I think based on being a human being.
You still feel good inside me, by the way. Mm.
Ugh.
He's a poet. She's a poet.
Based on human experience, people get upset when they take the person who you were cheating with seriously. But I think it doesn't fucking matter. Because if he's so casual about that, if you guys were having such a good time and he just still decided to go outside of the relationship for whatever, then he's going to do that again. He's just that person. Who gives a fuck about him? Yeah, you know, peace and love, just thoughts and prayers.
Sure.
A year is a long time.
Right.
But it's not. Believe me.
Dear Keith and Kenda, this is from Lucy. And Lucy says, can I have some advice about my situation? My name is Lucy. I'm 35 years old. I give 525,600 shits about this email. 525,600 shits. That's how you measure how much you care. What about dumps? My boyfriend of 3 years is going to visit his family in Arkansas for Christmas this year. We live in the Bay Area. He invited me to come along. It would be the first time meeting them since he hasn't been in some time due to the pandemic. I don't really want to go.
Yeah.
That's funny. We'll get to why, but that's funny. I would want to meet the parents even if they were assholes. I would want to see it.
You know what? Me too.
Just for a day. I know, get a hotel just for a day.
And I know what asshole parents are. Like, but I still, you know, we ask each other, me and Xerxes, we're both not talking to, you know, our parental units. But I'm talking about like maybe we go to Israel together and it's like, would I even be in touch? Do you want to meet my parents? And he goes, I want to meet them. If you want me to meet them, I could honestly go either way. And that's what I totally get.
Right.
Because don't you want to see what I'm referring to?
Like, I do.
It's a movie.
Yeah, I wanted Kyle to meet my parents. Now my mom has dementia and my dad, you know, we don't talk, obviously. But she got in just in time and got to meet them. I like that. Her parents both died before I was with her. It's a shame I don't get to at least see them, even if they were abusive, and I'm not saying they were, but I would like to see you.
I totally get that. Like, I didn't get a chance to meet Xerxes' father because he passed away. And that's like, now I only have stories. So maybe, but I get not wanting to go.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah,
I totally,
and I believe your
it.
Stories, but I just want to, let me see.
That's the thing. Don't you get upset, you? Keith, when people are like, I really want to meet this father of yours, the father who, you know, was so rude to you, abusive, like all this
shit.
Sure,
now picture we're fucking. Of course, now you want to see him extra. You know what I mean?
Just in case you start turning into him, you want to see, notice the signs.
That, well, like, you know, I understand why Kyle would want to see my dad. Other people, though, that's interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go. I don't want to spend my time off in Arkansas with people I don't care about. That's true. They only give you so many days, some of these places.
That's the thing, too. Yeah.
I know that sounds cold because I really do love my boyfriend. His name's Justin. We just fell in love the other day. I'm just kidding.
Keith.
I know that sounds cold because I really do love my boyfriend, but I don't think he wants to go either. He's never said anything encouraging about being there. They sound like conservative assholes who will judge both him and me the whole time we're there.
See, that's the thing. You know, we're selling our parents as these people that we don't even want to be around. Why did we want this other person to want to be around?
He also mentioned that he'll be going to church while he's there, so as not to stir the waters. He and his family don't expect me to go to church, but I still feel uncomfortable about it. Yeah, it is a weird thing. They go, but you don't, but you're just staying there. Then they come home, you're on the couch with popcorn. It's strange, even if you're comfortable in your skin, you're 35 years old. It's still strange.
Yeah, I don't even think I would want to be alone in the house while they're gone. You know, not that I'm doing anything, but it's Arkansas. Isn't Arkansas cold in Christmas time? So you can't even be like, I'll just walk around. How long is church? Too long, right?
It's too long, for sure. Probably like an hour, 45 to an hour, depending. My boyfriend and I are serious about the relationship. We're very committed. I understand that his family will become my extended family, but coming out of COVID, that's not how I want to spend my free time.
Then there's that. It sounds like it's like the first time you get to do anything.
Yeah. You don't get my risk. I'm taking a risk. It's not with you.
And you know? It's still a risk. Yeah.
Should I suck it up and support him by going to Arkansas? He wants to introduce me to his family before we get engaged. He offered to stay at a hotel while we're there, but that don't feel enticing. It's fucking Arkansas. What would you do? Thanks for the response and thanks for the years of entertainment. Lucy, you're talking to the wrong guy here. Pemda will give you her opinion in a second. Me, I can easily see myself not going to dad's funeral because he can't see me. He's dead. And I don't want to give credence to him in front of strangers as if anybody would be there to support him anyway. But you are talking to the wrong guy. I'm working on the dad emails book right now. And the part that I'm at is Kat says to my dad, me, of course, being my ex, her, and says, hey, just behave. And he writes back, what? Are you behaving? I write at the same time from my email, Keith, being myself, just behave. He writes back to her and goes, hey, I find it interesting. I got my detective brain on, right? Fuck, you can't get nothing past this guy. And he goes, it's interesting you both said the same thing at the same time. And, you know, I just have Kat go, what? Anyway, handsome, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's back at it. And then one letter I have her write is just, fuck, you would think she was drunk. And she's just like, it almost doesn't matter what the fuck I say. Ha, 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 fart. Anyway, I miss you. And then he finally says, you know what? Maybe we should stop this conversation. It's going, you know, you seem to be going fucking crazy. Of course, you're going to talk to my wife eventually. And,
oh, my God, that's right. He never thought while you were catfishing your father, pretending to be your ex-wife.
Yeah.
He never thought this is a whole nother person. And just like I'm in touch with her, she can be in touch with my wife. It is true. Like people forget that now, you know, how, like you do something weird, you keep it a secret. You do something weird with somebody else. That's not a secret anymore.
Right. So anyway, he goes, so what's going on? And she just ignores it. And then she gets weirder. And he says, maybe we shouldn't talk. And then I wrote from her account, obviously being Keith, but from Kat. And I said, good job, Dad. You finally did it. You ended it finally. Love, Keith. And then he goes, whoa, so if this is really Keith and you love me, what are you? First of all, I don't know who's who now. You have to prove it's you. Like, I have to prove.
That's the point at all.
You just go, holy shit, I'm caught. You make up how you're caught. Like, prove that it's you who did. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't be able to have the proof. This book is going to be good. But anyway, yeah. With that said, I'm the wrong person to ask about this because I don't see myself. Yeah, I don't care about these kind of social norms. So I don't know. Hemda, what do you think?
But that's the thing. Like, I don't care either. I will not go to the obligation I have. Right. But if my partner is asking me to go to the obligation that he feels he has, then that's the trouble. Because it's not that I don't want to go and I just get to not go to my family's house. He feels like he needs to go, which is a shame. And he's asking for her to come so that they can move their life forward because he feels like they need to meet her before they get engaged. To me, this is like, hey, how important is this? But also, the last 2 and something years, we couldn't make these decisions. And now our options are starting to open up and he's picking this. So to me, it's like, is this a reflection of every Christmas? Is he gonna, you know, right. Is it gonna be important? Like every other year we have to go to Arkansas for some reason. That's the real question here, I think. Is this setting a precedent?
Right.
Is this where he spends every Christmas? And you didn't know that because we were in a pandemic. That's the bigger question. What does he want to do on a yearly basis? And then if he's like, no, we could see them like every 5 years, maybe host them every, I don't know, 3 years, something like right. Whatever it is, but not this, then maybe do him a favor. Or can you just... Does all of Christmas need to be there? Isn't Christmas at least a week off? Can you do like 4 days there and like 3 days something somewhere else? Or maybe it's just let's say you can only go to one place because we're messing with people's money, right? Because you're starting to fly and whatever. Let's say there's a budget for one. Here's here's the fork in the road. Do you want to do what he wants to do or what you want to do? Who gets the first option after COVID? Oh, I say, if you can give him the first option, see what your second option is for Gong. Do you have to wait until Christmas again?
Also, keep in mind, does he eat pussy well? Because he's going to feel like he owes you over there in Arkansas. I don't know if you ever got the Arkansas eat out, but
you
could be in for a treat. That's all.
But what about, I don't know, this is a hard one, don't you think?
Like, yeah,
going and then just being resentful the whole time?
You love your guy, so how could you be resentful?
Yeah. Have you met couples?
Yeah, I guess.
People don't even know when they're being resentful. It's like you're on your period for the whole vacation.
Yeah, just make sure you say all this and make sure you go, we're not doing this every year, right? You know it's a favor. And if you don't want it to be your first outing, what's the hurry? No one's dying. Maybe next year. How about that, honey? Just make sure you say all that stuff. Maybe it's not important to him, too. Maybe it's not that important. It sounded he could take or leave it, but he put it on the table. Guys aren't very expressive.
Right. Which is annoying.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's honestly, it's just as bad as periods. Because what do you want?
I can go either
way. What do you want? Are you hungry or not hungry?
Right.
Order the fucking sushi.
Well, burger's coming, you know. I doing this dad emails book, and I'm talking about keithandthegirl.com/dad. We did it in the reverse order. You can hear the audio book first, if you will, taken from, you know, different parts of our shows. And I'm going to make it a book so you can see these different emails and go back and skip ahead. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But anyway,
by the way, if you're new, if this is any confusing to you, what we're calling the dad emails, I promise you it's worth a look. keithandthegirl.com/dad. Like he said, the whole saga is there. There's even an option to get like free VIP so you can make sure you can get all of the episodes. Start with the first saga, the first episode about it. That's it. I bet the first 10 minutes of that saga is you're either in or you're out.
It all explains itself. It literally could be the first episode you hear of Keith and the Girl. It all explains itself.
Bananas. This could be its own podcast. It's bananas.
But I was doing this book and I came across this part where Liz Quiz, you know, our friend Liz, wrote, Dad, this is what you should write to your dad. Dad, I want you to know I know all about the email correspondences. This is when I wasn't going to admit that I was Cat yet, but I'm giving him a chance to get out. I want you to know that I know about all the email correspondence between you and a person purporting to be Catherine. The content of your emails to her was shockingly inappropriate and hurtful to me, my girlfriend, my co-host, and your wife. I look forward to your apology. However, I doubt it'll be forthcoming. And then you point out, oh, his language, forthcoming. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having I know I'm going to find it because I've been having this trouble every so often. I'm having trouble finding that email, which I did send her idea, to my dad. I'll find it. I'm trying to type in the right words. I don't know why it's not coming up. But my point is, it'd be so easy if I could say to my dad, hey, do you have this email handy? Because I'm trying to write this book. Can you send me? It'd speed things up. Because I obviously sent it to you. So if you could just.
Hey, Dad, I'm fact checking.
Yes.
Do these words sound familiar? Can you do a search in your inbox for them and sign off right here?
It really would help if you kept a thread of emails and started starting new ones as if the past didn't happen.
Right.
Come on. Here's a letter from Vincent Garcia. You know Vincent.
Wow, we are having hit after hit with these emails. Are you going to remind us who Vincent is?
Vincent was in episode 3410. It's a very fun episode if you haven't caught it. It was with Usama Siddiqui, and then separately we talked to Vincent Garcia. It's called 3410, All We Are Saying. We talked about the America's Got Talent controversy that Usama had with Heidi Klum, the 2021 exciting Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. But when we talked to Vincent, I see it says, Vincent joins Keith and the Girl, and the three discuss the blessings of jail, anger issues, crack, meth, racism, and the power of realizing your own ignorance. It seemed like he wanted to be a better person. He was in jail for drugs, I believe assault. I know he told a story about he didn't want his girlfriend to go to somebody's house at a party, and he went anyway and then went over there. And I forget what happened. I forget if that's what led to jail. I just got this email and couldn't really check. But you can see it all there. But am I describing it right? He thinks he wants to be better. He can't help but be a racist.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know how to un-racist. And I'm like, wow, that's, you know, when people write letters, they're like, I don't know the next steps. Like, I don't know all the steps.
Right.
Where's the staircase?
Right.
Like, okay, all right, all right. Let's work this out. Let's see.
So out of the blue, he emailed us and said, if we just say, now Henda, by the way, Henda is very good at explaining crazy. And this is the guy who would write emails. And I'm like, I honestly don't know what these words mean. And Henda was able to figure it out.
No shit. One of the most interesting parts of these emails is you really didn't understand what he was saying.
Honestly, yeah.
And a lot of people didn't.
Yeah. They're all convoluted to me. So anyway, if we just say, colon, yeah, I'm a piece of shit, could we, as long as it is not coming from hate, go back to saying what we feel and not have to be so PC? PC, of course, in quotes.
That's like saying, I don't want to be racist, but, and then saying the racist thing, or bless your heart, and then you criticize me, right. That kind of thing.
So what do you think? So what do you think this means? He heard a show, and maybe I'm talking about the LGBTQ community, and I was too PC for him because I said the Q is for questioning. I'm questioning what all these fucking letters are. Was that PC to him?
I think he's questioning what he's allowed to say and still be in this world, in this time.
You don't get to say, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. You didn't get to say it as a kid. You certainly don't get to say it as an adult. It's right up there with, nobody tells me what to do. I'm not taking the vaccine. It's right up, these are things children aren't allowed to get away with.
Well, what else was in the email? Is that the whole question?
That was it. And then I wrote back, have you been struggling being PC?
Okay, that's a good question.
Love, Keith. And he said, no, I don't. Honestly, Keith, I'm on show 832 right now. He's going back in time. And after after Keith and the girl went to London and Israel. I hear the way you have heard the way you are. I know it's just a joke and know it's not coming from hate. Like, so I don't know what he's referring to, but I guess a dirty joke or something, or anti-PC joke, I guess. I don't know. I enjoyed your earlier episodes more than the newer ones. No offense. Well, you can't help it. You have to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you were on one of the newer ones. Not for nothing. It's just funny being in 2022 and listening to Keith and the girl from the start. Do I really believe you feel the way you say you do? Do you believe?
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Kenda.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
I assume he's saying, this is exciting because Kenda will tell me if I'm right. I assume he's saying, you're being PC nowadays. I don't think you really mean it. I miss it when you were more honest and said the F word for gays or something. I don't know.
Exactly. He's like, I don't believe your sincerity. And I think that if you were just honest and just forthcoming with your words, then it would be a funnier, more entertaining show.
Yeah.
But he started the show with the current shows. You know what? I get it. Vincent. Okay. I understand because those are simpler landings that you can jump to, you know, like calling someone a name is the fastest way to, as a child, get a response. As we grow up, we find other words and we find them hilarious too, because we know the meat behind them. Now, if you're finding these jokes less funny, you're not picking up on the meat of life to find these jokes funny. So you are still in a sophomoric place in your mind and still in the ignorant jokes because you're still thinking from an ignorant place. And he admitted this, you know, he doesn't know how to get out of this head. I think keep listening and you'll see how we got out of that head. Whatever ignorance we had, you follow that. So don't worry about it. You landed on one thing. And by the way, when we came back from London and Israel, I don't see where you found the fucking PC. Keith thought London was boring. Honestly, so did I. We went to see the changing of the guards, which you guys should stop say is a fucking entertainment, whatever.
You can't say nothing.
Maybe that's not on you. Maybe we did that as outsiders. We're like, oh, look at this. We need to stop doing that. That is not a show. That is not entertainment. Move along with your life. Your food fucking sucks. We didn't get to go on that Ferris wheel because it was too expensive to give a fuck about the bottle of wine that we get. And so we weren't finding that being said, we had a lot of fun at the Keith and the girl meetup and show. We had a lot of fun, you know, interacting with people there. And we got to see a different country. But and Israel, I always have a decent time in Israel, albeit my parents usually make me cry and make me feel like shit. It was a good time, but I don't remember coming back on air and hearing anything from Keith that was great. He was like, Israel is all brown. Oh, you have food, good food. I was convinced, like, I feel like all of the shows about Israel are me convincing Keith that he might have had a good time.
Yeah, chickpeas is a meal now. I still love their water that I'm able to float in. I'm not a good floater. That's a plus. What can I tell you? You know.
Yeah. So we were in the Dead Sea for like 10 minutes, and that's all he enjoyed. So, Vincent, write us again.
How about Vincent, look at your history of hate and anger. Maybe less PC isn't the answer for you. Maybe. You have a history of hate and anger. You do. That's a fact. It seems like it's related to this. It feels like it is. As for, I see all these stand-up specials. And, you know, they're all called, you know, Sorry Not Sorry, My Take, Not Today.
What Can I Say?
Poor Guy Can't Host the Oscars. I mean, these are titles that are going around. I watch them all. They're all saying the same shit. It's deliberately anti-PC. And honestly, it's hacky. It's not easy. They didn't struggle over the rating of this.
If you want less PC stuff, just listen to stand up from the 80s.
Right.
But just know that's where you are. Okay. Just know that PC is not a control situation. PC, that I don't like that they call it PC. It's just better language. It's more accurate, which makes it more funny. But if your language is still from the 80s, then I guess you still find the 80s funny, but you're, I don't know, financially, you're going to be screwed.
Right. Here's a story. A Cincinnati cop who got the words pure, P-U-R-E, and evil tattooed on his hands is out of a job. He wants to be back on the force, though. He got pure on his fingers, like you're going to punch somebody, and evil on the other hand, and you're a cop. And
is it weird that I don't care?
I wouldn't like a cop pulling me over and I see pure evil on his fingers.
No, I wouldn't like it either, but I don't know. What? Who cares?
I would care if a cop came to my house and had pure evil on his fingers. I would care.
It's just that I wonder.
I'm so PC, though. Yeah, but right. That would bother me. Pure evil. How were you raped? Pure evil is on his hands until I get to talk to a detective.
I'm just surprised that they could fire him over that, because to me,
try anyway.
By the time, no, I'm surprised that they could. By the time you write pure evil on your hands, I feel like maybe they already want to fire you because you're already displaying that and you don't need the tattoo.
Right. You're the kind of guy that would get that tattoo.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And is his wife like, stick to your rights, honey? Officer Eric Wida.
You're forgetting that that could be hot to some people. It's so funny that you think it's a turnoff. That could be super hot for whoever he's with.
That you just lost your job. It is super hot. Women love that.
Officer. No. The disturbing tattoo and you're disturbing the
peace.
Whole thing.
You're disturbing the peace.
Yeah, the fact that he is just a disturbed human being, because he could be with another disturbed human being.
Officer Eric Wada actually, he's dating a judge in a small town. And on her fingers, it says, fuck the law. But that's poetry.
But she has extra fingers.
So. Officer Eric Wada got the red and black ink on his knuckles in December in violation of department policy.
Red and black is an interesting choice.
It's an evil choice.
Right.
The 16...
With flames? Oh my God, tell me he got flames, because it's already so cool. You can only amp it up with flames, bro.
It wasn't Comic Sans, I'll tell you that.
That would be funny.
The 16-year veteran was later fired in April for insubordination, but Wada thinks the tats shouldn't be viewed as one message.
What?
Yeah, so tell us the other messages then.
Oh, I see. So one is pure. Worse. Okay. And the other one is evil separately.
My one hand takes care of evil, punch, and I'm pure punch. You guys are reading it backwards like you're Jewish. You got to read it left to right. Evil, pure.
Oh, so it's like yin and yang.
Yes.
He's actually deep.
Honestly, if you allow him to explain it. Okay, go ahead and explain it. If you allow me to. Okay, explain. Can I talk?
All right, I'm bringing it to BoJack. Ready, everybody?
Please.
If you had it, drink it. If you had it, smoke it. I brought up BoJack. So they're following somebody named Penny and they're so drunk and in a stupor. He keeps going like, okay, we got to stop following this person. We got to leave them alone. And then, you know, wakes up from another blackout. We're still following this person. All right. I'm going to write it on my hands. So next time we're going to see it. And then he comes back to from a blackout again. He's like, the fuck, we're still following her. And his companion goes, yeah, we're just doing what the hand says. And he wrote, do not on one, follow Penny on the other. And they had donuts in their hands.
Son of a gun. This could create a mess. And one's a horse. Warner Brothers has held a meeting and decided to remove all of Amber Heard's scenes from Aquaman 2. Now, that's also a sign that Aquaman 2 is going to be a bad movie. Just take her out. Oh, okay. What's her part in the movie? She's the love interest. Oh, okay. No problem.
Why? But then...
Because society doesn't like her right now because she lost the court case.
But he also lost the court case.
Yeah, but had to pay more, and that's about what's up. She had to pay more, so she lost. And now we know who we hate.
Who are they answering to with this? Holy shit. Why are they amping it up further?
And this is you're not understanding the power of the silver screen.
You pussies.
Nah, you understand. There's a show, I never saw it, but I recognize the guy's, plastic face. Chrisley Knows Best. It's a dude and the stars, it says, so I don't know if it's them as a couple, I think so, are convicted of committing fraud and tax crimes. Same thing with it's a Bravo show. Same thing with the Real Housewives, this kind of thing. Everybody's being arrested for fraud. You're on TV.
What did they fraud?
Tax evasion. You're on TV and you brag about all your gold. Swindling $30 million in fraudulent loans. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we found out Facebook was actually put together by police officers so that you do some self-snitching and we arrest you. That's what I'm thinking about these reality TV shows. They're like, you know, just why are they looking at you? Because you're a fucking criminal and criminals are exciting.
Mm.
These are all bad people on these shows, all of them. You heard me.
What does that mean, that they misused the money they got from loans?
This is all I know. Tax evasion and swindling $30 million in fraudulent loans.
Oh, my God. That's so much money.
That's a lot of money.
Wow.
He could have paid off Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's bills.
They used falsified bank statements and audits to fraudulently obtain $30 million in loans from community banks in Atlanta. Yeah. So this is like, you're conscious about it. It's not like an oopsie, I didn't blah, right, blah, blah, and my thing didn't whatever the fuck. Wow.
In Atlanta, you don't think banks talk to each other in one city?
But they aren't. It doesn't matter. Aren't they in Atlanta?
No, I'm just saying, like, it sounds like you're going down the street doing a lot. You're going down the other street. The bankers talk to each other. Hey, what's going on with this guy getting loans from us, huh? You wish he got one from you. He did get one from me. Get the fuck out. He got one from you, too? Yeah.
Well, yeah, There's a thing that it marks your credit every time you even ask for a loan.
Right.
There's no hiding who you got loans for, but that's not really what happened. The couple then spent the money to pay back earlier loans and to finance a lavish lifestyle. See, this is where you're so fucking greedy, because the first one is to pay back earlier loans. And it's like, okay, maybe you were having troubles or whatever, to finance a lavish lifestyle, including luxury cars, expensive clothing, real estate, and travel. Wow.
Yeah. You got to do that to do the show so that the show keeps paying you and gives you money so that you can keep upgrading your stuff and needing more.
Todd Chrisley filed for bankruptcy in 2014. Wow. Wow. Leaving $20 million in debt. You could just do that? Reneging on more than, what is that? Reneging?
Reneging?
Reneging. I never saw that. Reneging on more than $20 million in debt. You're allowed to have $20 million in debt and go, no, thank you.
Tell us we're not the best country.
Whoa.
The American dream.
And they were renewed for a 10th season.
Oh, congrats. Now we got a show.
Well, production is not yet started. I don't know. Well,
started. I'll watch it now.
Wow. They had millions of dollars in income from their TV show from the IRS and failed to pay taxes or file returns from 2013 to 2016. Their accountant Peter Tarantino, let's put his name right in there, was also convicted of conspiring with them to defraud the IRS and filing false corporate tax returns. Who has these kinds of balls?
Yeah, the IRS acts like it's their money. You ever notice that? You're on a phone call with somebody and they're like...
Oh, the representative?
The representatives think it's their money. They will fucking get you.
Oh, my goodness. What's the end game? I mean, I know it's to have
another
money,
million,
but,
yeah.
But how do you, like, okay, when your accountant is also getting arrested, you're like, you should know better, right? Like, I thought since you were in on this, that you know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And, holy shit.
Yeah. I did see some clips because I recognize this guy. And the way I'm remembering it is he's very pompous and he thinks he is the smartest man in the room. And it's always these assholes. Same thing with the housewife stuff. It's always the most pompous asshole. It's the pompous asshole from the very first Survivor who won $1 million when everybody didn't have to be a supermodel. Richard Hatch, he never paid his taxes. Like, this is the biggest show going on right now. Keith Malley watched it and doesn't watch reality TV. And you're not going to pay your taxes. They might look into you. They might.
It's stupid to bring this up maybe, but I know that people who gain money all of a sudden, most of them lose it within a year or two or something like that, which sounds insane, but lottery winners become broke again. Most of them is what I'm understanding. So I think the more money you have, the more greedy you can get without checking yourself.
He shrugged to the camera. More money, more problems. Harvey Weinstein is filing a lawsuit of his own. How you like that? Everybody likes to sue. He goes, I'm going to do some suing around here. But what's he suing for? Not him being raped. He's suing for a car accident in 2019. He's suing Chrysler over an accident where he says his brakes failed. Harvey Weinstein, that's what I'm talking about, claiming he was left with catastrophic permanent paralyzing injuries because his Jeep Wrangler's brakes failed.
Now, let's say what, you know, people have told his victims. Yeah. Why didn't you say sooner?
Right.
What, did you just realize this? Isn't this 3 years ago? How can I believe you? Who else was there?
All these ladies, it's like, okay, you got the guy on rape, but do you also have to get him on not being nice? It's like, oh, now she has trouble sleeping because of the rape. Now she, I mean, this guy's adding a lot to a car accident.
Well, why'd you get in the car to begin with? Didn't you know driving a car is more dangerous than being in an airplane?
He, of course, is in prison now on a rape conviction. He's awaiting trial on more rape charges. So why not? Fucking sue. Who gives a shit? What are you doing with your money? By the way, the lawyer should be arrested. It's like, yeah, I'll take the case. You're under arrest.
I was going to say, who is taking that case against Chrysler? And I guess money's money, but.
But again, you have a family. But I'm starting to think shitty people meet shitty people. You have a point, Hunter. He swerved to avoid a deer, he says, and crashed into a tree. Wouldn't you just look at him and be like, you're a liar. You're a liar. So what are we, the fuck are we even talking about? A car accident. We don't care. You cannot be trusted. I can be trusted. I'm not bullshitting. I'm a rapist, but I'm not a liar, except when I lie about rape. But this is different, and this happened to me. One thing, two things can be true at the same time. Don't you ever want to punch somebody in the face when they say that? Just the way I feel.
Not every time, but. Mm-hmm. But I don't get it. He said the deer came into the road, and he swerved and hit a tree.
Yeah.
That's regular driving.
The car failed to decelerate despite Weinstein's application of the vehicle's braking system, which resulted in a rollover of the vehicle.
Doubt it.
Yeah, well, you're a lawyer. You got to add some words. You're charging him millions. The application of the vehicle's braking system resulted in said rolling of the vehicle. I have rolling's in quotes because that's a fun way to say that word. He underwent back surgery in December 2019, but his rep says he still needs more procedures. Poor guy. He's in constant pain. It's debilitating. What do you got to do?
In such great shape.
Let's say worked right.
Cartwheels up the wazoo. It's amazing. This car wreck, ever since, he has not been the same gymnast.
People are like, the public's not going to like that you do this once. And he just starts laughing like Boss Hog. I'm in constant pain. It's debilitating. What do you have to do? If you work in the kitchen, do you have to open the sauce? What is debilitating? Be in pain and die.
Are you the lawyer on the other side?
Yes. Be in pain and die. And then I look at the jury and wink. You know, I know how to do this after that Johnny Depp trial.
I can't believe you pulled out a Boss Hog reference.
You know this fucking guy.
It's one of like the first American shows I remember watching.
I was allowed to watch some TV.
What's the show? Good Old Boys?
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. We were pretty fresh from Israel. I mean, I know we had maybe a couple of years here, but we still, I don't think we understood everything that was going on about those shows. We didn't understand what Good Old Boys were.
Right.
You know, and it, and we didn't understand like all of the history of that flag on their car or sure. whatever. It was just goofy guys doing goofy shit. But wow, when you even hear the theme song of that song now,
yeah.
just some good old boys never meaning no harm. That's like, that's what lawyers used to use in right. rape cases. Like, come on, they're good old boys. They didn't mean any harm.
Good old boys will be good old boys. You know, I see there's a Madonna movie's coming out, and they found the actress Julia Garner.
Wow, that's tough. I'm looking that up.
Yeah,
Julia.
I can see it. I can see the looks wise. She was in Ozark.
She's fucking brilliant. Hell yeah to her. Hell yeah to anything she does. Oh my God.
Inventing Anna was the big thing that was just out.
I just saw all of Inventing Anna. She is brilliant. Why are you wearing that? What am I wearing? You look gross.
It's weird there's not more of these music biopics. It seemed like we had a season one year, and then that was it. You know, Elvis is coming out now. We had Elton John. We had Queen. Why not Springsteen? Why not a Beatles biopic? I'd like to see how they got together, but not. It's either you get 18 fucking hours of the Beatles in a studio or no biopic. Can I have a fucking biopic? 2 hours long, everything you did sped up.
Something tells me you're going to get one.
I hope so. I hope. But what's taking so long? They know people love this bullshit.
But you're bringing up what's her face again? Anna? The Ozark girl?
Yeah, what about her?
I think she might be one of my favorite actors now.
There
or maybe
you go.
She's unfucking believable. Her face changes.
No, all right, we know about you in movies. Are you thinking about this actress or are you thinking Tom Cruise?
Oh, speaking of, this weekend is Silent Trailers.
Yes.
Oh, and if you're a VIP, you already have a ticket. We're trying something new this month. You can tell us if you like it. Where we just sent you a ticket, so you don't have to do anything. If you're a VIP, it is in your inbox. Now, if you're a VIP today and we didn't send you something or you don't see it, go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. The information is there always, and you can always reach us at VIP@keithandthegirl.com. But you should have a ticket. If you want to become a VIP member today, which I think you should, you get a free ticket to Silent Trailers. You get access to all of our back episodes, new episodes that we put on.
Listen to when the Keith and the Girl shows were good. You can go in the past 4 months to when Vincent was on.
Go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. Thank you to all our supporters. It's like our Patreon, of course. We call it VIP program. You get a lot of content and you also get to help keep this show going. Really, it's like buying us a sandwich every month. And you get every day you can listen to something and not have it repeat for like a couple of years. Am I right?
And if you sign up today, pretend you're buying him the sushi.
KeithandTheGirl.com.